This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Good morning and welcome back to The Morning Run. Myself, Roshan, Julian Ng, and Wong Xiaoning. I seem to have forgotten my own name there. In about half an hour, we have The Breakfast Grill, where Noel Lim will be speaking to Ajit Pai, the chairman of the Federal Communications Commission in the US.
Now, basically, this is the man that controls the internet in the US, and Noel Lim speaks to him on how he overturned net neutrality rules, how the FCC, which is the equivalent of MCMC in Malaysia, is closing the digital divide and on banning Huawei's equipment. Now, net neutrality, for some of us that I, you know, who are not aware of it, means that the internet providers must provide access to all websites at equal speeds.
Yeah, it was essentially categorizing the internet as a utility. But now moving on to other news in the papers. This week, Macau will celebrate 20 years since its return to China from Portugal. And as protests grow in Hong Kong, and we're expecting it to continue in 2020, Beijing seems to be looking to Macau as a new model to replace Asia's main financial hub.
Yeah, it's no surprise that Macau was actually praised by a Chinese senior official for having the spirit of the central government. And that puts the former colony in comparison to Hong Kong, which, as we know, the protests have been going on for more than 6 months. Both cities have a lot of similarities, being the only part of China under the one country, two systems. However, unlike Hong Kong, who is said to be the bad child of China, Macau is solidifying itself as the favorite of China and most likely to be the next focus for economic development.
Yeah, there's even talk that Macau might actually be the new Hong Kong as the next financial hub, right? Because, you know, as usual, you want to diversify everything, including financial centers of excellence. So, I mean, in the past, there was talk about Shenzhen and Shanghai, but now Macau is the new name being touted. Now, for most of us, what is that possible? Can Macau actually replace Hong Kong? As we know, it is a gambling and tourist hub, right? Because in 2006, Macau actually overtook Las Vegas as the world's largest gambling hub. And so, of course, their economy is highly dependent on China because as many as 70% of tourists that visited come from the mainland, and 80% of their government revenue actually comes from the gaming industry.
And so we're looking at one financial we're looking at Macau possibly replacing Hong Kong there, the quote unquote bad child.
It's just one logical step forward, right? From gambling to financial services, don't you guys think?
Yeah. You know, this is interesting because Hong Kong, and this is part of the Greater Bay Area plan that China has, right? And Hong Kong is part of that. So I'm wondering whether plans are being tweaked for this Greater Bay Area plan and whether the plan for Hong Kong is being shifted over to Macau. But I guess we'll have to see because all this is still up in the air.
Okay, I think what is indicative of this is revealed in a Reuters report, right, which is an exclusive. So apparently, according to them, Beijing has instructed state-owned banks and enterprises to help set up infrastructure to aid this Macau to become this financial hub. And added to that is that apparently, two officials who helped develop the Shanghai Stock Exchange have actually moved to Macau this year to then establish Macau's own renminbi or yuan-based stock exchange. So as we know, Macau has no stock exchange. It's basically a tiny island with many, many casinos and very dependent on gaming revenue and also tourism. So they're trying to put in the basic infrastructure to actually help it become this financial center. Meanwhile, this Reuters report also says that Chinese officials and bankers in Hong Kong have been given a bit of a push to develop the financial infrastructure in Macau. So actually encouraging them to probably drive more business through this small little island.
I'm thinking that this has to be a multi-decade approach because it's not easy that you can build Rome or Macau in the night. The casinos itself, taking away that monopoly from Stanley Ho about a decade or more ago, took a while to build out all the new casinos over there. And so when you talk about a financial center, it will take a while to go, especially when you're up against some country like Singapore, right, who's already very established. Of course, we're talking about the backing of China here, which is very powerful. A lot of money goes through China and Hong Kong and even Shenzhen. The backing of China is very important for Macau to do that.
And I guess it helps that the control in Macau is tighter. This is for in China's point of view anyway. Because local activists have tried to hold protests in support of Hong Kong on four separate occasions, but all were banned. In September, Macau's Court of Final Appeal passed a ruling that that allowing such a demonstration would interfere with Hong Kong's internal affairs. So it's a... The good child here is basically the very obedient child who won't upset China, I guess. And I guess won't be causing too much trouble. But because financial centers need stability.
Yeah, I mean, the argument about this is to provide an alternative base to Hong Kong, right? Because we do know, I mean, this is the fact, that the last 6 months haven't been very kind to Hong Kong. There's been real major disruptions. And even some of the M&A activity, capital activity has kind of quieten down. The Hong Kong Stock Exchange, albeit not as bad as Malaysia, I mean, it's still... Sorry, guys, but you know my point. It's still not the best market in Asia. If I'm at the top of my mind, it's only up maybe 3-4% on the year-to-date. Like, say, Australia up...
Hong Kong is up, I think at the latest check, was 7% yesterday. I mean, it's
but
not
in comparison to China, which is in, I think,
20%.
Yeah,
right?
20%. Over 20%. Or even Australia, which is also up 20%, for example, right?
Yeah. So, but I think China is kind of playing a tactical game here, just to neutralize Hong Kong a bit and just to hang that stick a little bit over Hong Kong and tell Hong Kong, hey, this is what you can be, you know, if you were just pliant to what we want, right? It's not really to totally disband what Hong Kong has done over the last few decades. And anyway, I think it's time for Macau to diversify away from gaming, since so much reliance is put on gaming, especially the fact that regionally, a lot of competition is coming up in terms of integrated resorts, right? Japan is thinking of their own integrated resorts. So it'd be good for Macau to think of something else.
For sure, Japan is already announced that they're going to be three casino sites, right? And it will be giving Macau some serious run for its money. And Japan is not the only place. There's talk that Korea perhaps might be the next gaming destination in Asia. So yes, it looks like Macau is giving some serious thought to having to diversify its economy. And Xi Jinping is giving it a little present for being a good boy.
I guess we'll have to see whether Hong Kong remains to be Asia's financial hub in the near future, or in, as Julian has put it, in the longer term. Up next, we'll be discussing the upcoming Kimanis by-election and the political landscape in Sabah. Stay tuned. BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.